Finish off the bracha of Akel HaKadosh. Baruch Ata Hashem Akel HaKadosh. Blessed are you, Hashem. The Holy God says the Kesen Naira. So something so powerful. That when you say those words Akel HaKadosh, you have in mind Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. Accepting upon ourselves the yoke of heaven. Why? Because through uttering these words, we are giving absolute admission. And we're being very real with the fact that Hashem not just created us, but He sustains us every single moment. And if He's sustaining us, then He's sustaining us for a reason. And our reason, that reason is to have a connection, a relationship with Him. To build our relationship through Him, through fulfilling our obligations of the Torah, our mitzvahs, our dveikus. And in doing that, we add Kedusha to ourselves. So it's this positive feedback loop. Hakel HaKadosh means I'm connecting myself to Hashem. I'm understanding what my role is in this relationship. And that links back to At HaKadosh, Hashem HaKadosh, HaKadosh, Mechal Yoyim, Ha'aluch HaSala. That the Jewish people that are the Holy Ones are blessing the Holy One. So this bracha is really where we add Kedusha to ourselves through being Mekadosh as Hashem, through sanctifying Hashem's name. The Ish Lavram says, in the name of the Rambam, if someone has tens of thousands of gold vessels, then silver vessels, you know, don't really count for very much. You know, you can't praise them. If someone's got tens of thousands of gold vessels, don't praise them for having silver vessels. And therefore, same thing with Hashem. How do you praise Hashem for what He really is when we can't really understand what He really is? And so that's really what we're saying over here. Hakel HaKadosh is it's above and beyond what we can really understand. That's what He really is. So we're not praising Him for what we perceive Him to be, which would be the silver in the marshal. We're trying our best to praise Him for what He actually is through saying Hakel HaKadosh. Because we don't want to limit Hashem through our perception of Him. And therefore, even though we can only have a limited perception of Him, we don't want to bless Him just based on that limitation. We want to aim higher than that. Another thing, by the way, is that Kedusha means Hachana, something which is set aside. Special, designated. And Hashem is certainly that. And the person can access Hashem according to their own level. Hashem is there ready, waiting. But it's really up to us how we access Hashem. He's unlimited. And He's there ready, waiting for us. But the extent to which we sanctify ourselves, we mekadosh ourselves, is the extent to which we develop our pathway to Hashem. So yes, above and beyond. But on the other hand, eminently accessible to us, in accordance with the level of preparation, in accordance with the level of kedusha, of emulating Him, so that we can draw close, understand, perceive, according to the best of our abilities. So Hakel HaKadosh means not only that He is abstract and holy, but He's also accessible, waiting for us if we can only emulate Him.